fighting continues in Ivory Coast's commercial capital, Abidjan, as forces loyal to the internationally recognized President Alassane Ouattara surround the home of incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo. There's heavy fighting in Abidjan's Kokodi neighborhood around Mr. Gbagbo's residence, but it's unclear if he's inside. Pro-Ouattara forces took control of state television late Thursday, its last images showing Mr. Gbagbo in the driveway joking with supporters. Mr. Gbagbo is seen outside in a colorful open-necked shirt, smiling for the cameras with his arm around spokesman Ahua Don Mello. Mello said earlier that Mr. Gbagbo was planning to make a nationwide address, but his state-run television is now off the air. Troops previously loyal to Mr. Gbagbo surrendered control of Abidjan's airport to United Nations peacekeepers. With Mr. Gbagbo's army chief of staff and his family seeking shelter at the home of the South African ambassador, Mr. Ouattara is calling on all government troops to join him.
Aujourd'hui, elles sont aux portes d'Abidjan. À tous ceux qui sont encore hésitants, que vous soyez.
Mr. Ouattara says all members of the military who are hesitating, whether they be generals, officers, or rank-and-file soldiers, should put themselves at the disposal of the country and return to legality. There's still time to join their brothers in arms, Mr. Ouattara says. The country is calling you. The fight for Abidjan follows a lightning offensive by pro-Ouattara troops, who apparently met little resistance as they captured territory along the Liberian border, took control of the political capital Yamoussoukro and the port of San Pedro, and gained ground along the eastern border with Ghana. The United Nations says nearly 500 people have been killed since the political crisis began in early December, when Mr. Gbagbo refused to accept Electoral Commission results certified by the United Nations. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging all parties to avoid harming civilians and is repeating his demand that Mr. Gbagbo immediately give up power so Mr. Ouattara can take charge. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.